Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you with a hot lineup of three dangling champs. That's right, three people who have bested others and therefore get to return to the show. Not that people that lose don't ever get to come back. They've all been losers at one time or another. Yeah, it's Sunday, December 12th, 2021, and my guests today are Sean Jordan, Jackie Cation, and Greg Wyszynski.
Woo!
What's up?
I feel welcome. Hello. Hello, everybody. Let's meet you all alphabetically and individually.
Poor shit.
Winner from the Portland show last week, it's Sean Playboy Jordan.
Yay. What a fun thing to be called. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It was your idea. Do you... do you feel like now that you have a child that you're less of a playboy, or are you continuing on as a father and a playboy?
Yeah,
do you have time for both?
Yeah, you got, it's a balancing act, but you know, equal parts right down Main Street and you're good to go.
I saw an amazing skate park the other day and
talk about it. Where?
It was the weirdest thing. I was in Taylor, Texas.
Okay.
And it's a town that's just one street, basically. But for some reason, they have a really nice skate park. And somebody told me that Tony Hawk even showed up at the dedication when they opened it.
See? There's skate parks everywhere now. It's amazing. Jackie, I was going to mention this earlier, but like that's my thing that I've been obsessed with my whole life.
You could be on the Dark Forest skateboarding. Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. I once broke my wrist trying. I was pretending that I was in the video game 360, so I didn't know how to skateboard.
Well, I mean, you got to pretend you're in the video game 360 regardless of what's going on. So I definitely understand.
Sean, I once had a Nash Nightmare 3 from Kmart. Is that a good board?
It'd be worth money now, I bet. It'd be nice if you still had it. At the time, I bet it was a terrible board. But if you had it now, it'd be dope.
Asia's like a fine wine.
You should definitely mention it on your deathbed. I'm just trying to bring it back to movies. also joining us Rosebud. What was the name of that sled again? Just whisper it as you die.
Nash.
Yeah. Also joining us, the winner from last Homes Alone episode, it's Jackie, the joke lady, Cation.
Jackie, the joke lady, Cation.
There's a joke man, so why not a joke lady?
I refer to my mouth as a joke hole, which could be dirty, could not be dirty. But you got to light it up with some lipstick if you're a lady, because otherwise no one can hear what you're saying.
Oh, Jackie, it's so great to have you back.
I love the silence. Go ahead. And,
I got scared. I was like, I can't say anything wrong.
But it's great to talk to you again. And how do you feel about defending your title against the other
two winners?
Against these guys that are into sports.
I think
hockey and skateboarding.
If there's a Hoosier, I just saw Field of Dreams on a Delta flight.
Whoa!
So
hey, I got a question Iowa, baby. About Field of Dreams. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for my Field of Dreams question, Jackie?
Let's hear it.
I know Ray Liotta plays a sweet character in it, but his laugh still is pure evil when he laughs in Field of Dreams.
Yeah, I think that's Dark Alley, right? Ray Liotta is, there's never, you're like, that guy's not the father of three. That guy's not I don't know what's with that guy.
He was just scary all the time to me. So I thought he was a funny choice for Field of Dreams to just walk out of the corn smiling and laughing or whatever the hell's going on there. He'd be fitting more Children of the Corn than Field of Dreams. Finally, the winner of the 12 Guests of Christmas 2021, New York City. We didn't do an LA one this year, so that's why Jackie and Sean were not participating. But it's Greg, hockey reference here, Wyszynski.
Greg Slapshot Wyszynski.
There you go. Frozen.
Oh, do you like that?
Wyszynski.
What about Five Hole? Probably... That's another hockey reference.
Can you ice skate backwards? It's really romantic.
I can't ice skate for shit. I got into hockey because I grew up a fan in New Jersey because of my dad. But like, it's one of the most awkward things about my gig is that like I meet all these Canadians that were born with skates on, which obviously was very uncomfortable. But I don't really play. Like when I was growing up, like I didn't have friends that ice skated. So I just like ran around, played street hockey. Like I was in Clerks, you know? So that was my hockey experience.
Totally.
Love it.
Well, thank you for bringing it back to movies with the Clerks reference, and your nickname has been amended to Slapshot.
Fantastic!
That's a dope nickname, Slapshot, Playboy, and Joke Lady. All here, ready to go.
Dope movie, yeah.
Yeah, I'll come up with a better one for Jackie. I'm surprised. Has anybody ever said that to you before, Jackie? Because there's, you know, Jackie Martling, the Joke Man.
Mm-hmm. No, nobody's brought that up.
Nobody cares much about anymore.
You know, I had a terrible, a terrible nickname. It was an okay nickname in college, but it was bad when I started doing stand-up. I was like, you can't tell anyone you call me this. All of my friends called me Hacky Jackie. because I played hacky sack so much. Which is something absolutely nobody envisions.
Unrelated hacky. That's incredible.
Yeah, hacky is, that's not fair. So, you know, since you're not a hack, you're not a hacky comic. So
I appreciate
I'm
going
to call you Jackie Sacky.
I don't know. You just call me, my brother Russ calls me Wacky.
Okay. Yeah. Wacky. It's Jackie Wacky.
Jackie Wacky.
Wow.
It all falls apart.
Like,
right.
Like something you say to somebody in the morning, Jackie Wacky. All right. So we've got three great competitors. But before we get to today's competition, we got to visit Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each of you to recommend one movie. It doesn't have to be a holiday movie, but we are in the holiday times. So I feel like it's always nice when somebody has a good holiday movie to recommend. But, you know, a lot of people don't even care about Christmas and whatnot. They're fighting a war against it, so they don't even care if it's a holiday. You know, they just want entertainment of any kind. So, Sean, let's start with you. Please recommend one movie.
I love Christmas, and last time I did not recommend a Christmas movie, I felt bad this whole time. So, this holiday season, go get yourself a big bowl of Scrooged. If you haven't seen it in a while, watch it again. It's
holds
perfect.
Up, huh? Okay,
it's perfect. I love it to pieces. It's not even problematic.
There's no trouble.
It's just Bill Murray's character is just straight up awful to everybody.
Yeah, he's just a dickhead.
It's unilateral, you know, and he doesn't use racist words, but he is mean to his assistants and different people that are of other races.
Yeah, but he's mean to his brother too, and his fires Bobcat. Like, he's mean.
He's the meanest to Bobcat, who is arguably the most like him, you know, the most another very, very white dude. So, all right, we're going Scrooge for the for the dark comedy for
it's perfect
Christmas time.
Greatest Buster Poindexter performance of all time, by the way. Greatest Buster Poindexter performance of all time.
I was worried somebody would bring that up, but I'm not a fan of Mr. David Johansen. That's
who? I don't know who we're talking about.
Well, that's a Buster, the cab driver.
Driver in the movie you just recommended.
Oh, that guy? That's I didn't know he was. I thought he was in that movie, and that was it. That guy was like a famous. He was famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in the New York Dolls, a punk band, I guess, from back in the 70s or something. And
did the song Falls, Frankie.
Did the song
Hot 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 as well, Doug, didn't he?
Yes. That's another reason I dislike him, because
what?
It's a song that's unavoidable in any setting where they think something tropical should be going on.
The cab driver let me get this straight. The cab driver from Scrooge sang Hot Hot Hot?
Yes.
Yes.
You can't be serious.
It's a true story, buddy.
That's shocking. My day, I had the best day. Now that I got that in my back pocket for whenever, that's sick.
You're going to bore people to death with that.
I've never heard that song, so I don't think I've been anywhere tropical.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. You've heard it.
I've been to grocery stores. Yeah.
If you've been within 10 miles of a limbo, you've definitely heard that song.
Yeah. No, okay. I mean, I played a lot of cruise ships, early on, because like Bud Friedman had improv at sea, so you could just go make like road money for just going in a boat for a few days. Wow. And just every time they brought out the steel drum and the marimba and all that stuff, it was going to be hot, hot, hot. And
I have the same visceral reaction to the Rose, because I used to host karaoke.
Oh yeah, the Rose. It is what is it? It's a hunger. That song is just so like everybody that just broke up probably comes in there and just wails that song drunk
some
out of their ass.
Say love. It is a river. It's a river. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, it's a river that flows. So like
it's a river that flows.
You're probably gonna drown or get.
You're going to cut yourself. Yeah, yeah, that's what's going to happen. It's a river of blood.
You're going to grab Dark a branch Rose. And just try to hang on, but the river just keeps flowing. What would you like to recommend, Jackie?
I would like to recommend, it's not long enough to be a movie, so it's got to be the first and the second Disney Plus, Prep and Landing, and the sequel, Prep and Landing, Naughty versus Nice on Disney Plus.
Really? What is happening? Yeah. What do you reckon? It's a
what
Disney,
are these?
It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon. It's a Christmas cartoon called Prep and Landing on Disney Plus, and the sequel, and there's a short that goes with it. But Prep and Landing on Disney Plus is the greatest new Christmas cartoon ever, and it's not dark at all. It's adorable.
Wow!
But it's super funny.
The sequel is not called Prep and Landed.
No, Prep and Landing is the name. It's the name of the team that the
you can't mess with the words that much in marketing today, Sean. The titles could be much more clever if they weren't so afraid to like. They still got to let people know this is Prep and Landing.
This is what it is.
Right.
This is super Santa eat. This is Prep and Landing on Disney Plus. Prep and Landing, Naughty versus Nice on Disney Plus. And then if you have time and you want to, you could watch on Disney Plus Toy Story: The Time Forgot.
Sure. But my question, Jackie, is do these, if you watch all three of these things, do they add up to more than 75 minutes of entertainment?
They do not.
Oh, Lord. All right. We'll see.
I don't know anything about this.
We'll see how this goes over with the listeners of Doug Loves Movies because, you know.
They like an hour and a half. Yeah.
Well, an hour and 15 minutes makes something a feature film. So I was trying to help stretch, you know, your suggestion into people think it was featured.
Okay, then also see the Secret Santa, Prep and Landing, Secret Santa.
Oh my goodness, there's so much Prep and Landing.
Jackie, I don't know much. I don't know much about this film, but I'm going to go ahead and hazard a guess about the plot. Are Prep and Landing two elves?
Yes, they are. Yes. They are. Thanks for playing. And it's adorable and they're super funny. They're smartly written. And then to get it over the 75 minute mark, you could add Toy Story about Christmas presents. Yeah.
All right. I like it. So yesterday I checked into a hotel and when I was walking through the lobby, it smelled like gas. And it looked like there was a maintenance guy running around, like trying to do something about it. And I thought, well, that's weird that the whole lobby smells like gas, but I just want to get into my room. got into the room, didn't smell like gas. Everything was cool. And then today, the lobby didn't smell like gas. So I was like, oh, they've solved whatever the problem is. But as I'm sitting here speaking to you, there's suddenly this horrible, horrible bad egg smell in my room that has just come out of nowhere. It's really bad, and it also kind of smells a little gassy. So now I'm again worried. Yesterday when I was checking in, I was worried, is this hotel going to explode because they have a gas leak? now I'm in an insanely bad egg smelling room, and it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Can I can I make a venture as to where you're staying? I have two guesses.
Maybe Ryan can bleep it.
Doug,
I don't really want to reveal.
Oh, well, no, it's going to be, they're both going to be jokes. So,
okay.
Oh, we don't have to worry. Yeah.
Apologies for, sometimes I think you're being sincere.
I'm always, these are sincerely going to be jokes. It's either New Eggsland or Las Vegas. Huh? What are we doing? It's a comedy podcast.
Doug, is it possible that Danny Is it possible that Danny Ocean's crew is trying to prevent you from giving five diamonds to the hotel that you're staying in, a la Ocean's 13?
Character actor David Paymer, who I never stop feeling sorry for. His character, I get it, like a critic of places, it's not, you know, he kind of makes some enemies, but the way they treat him through that whole movie. I can't take it. Anything goes wrong in a hotel, like this egg smell, I start going, is this a plot against me?
But they rigged the slot machine for him to win at the end. Remember? His big comeuppance.
Brad Pitt in a tossed off gesture at the end that like, it was just worked out great that they were near each other and he could do that for him, let him win a lot of money, but they put him through hell. Hang on. I'm calling the front desk.
Oh,
yeah. We're not going to stop the podcast. We're going to keep going.
Give them all the
front desk because
it smells like farts up here.
Hello. Hi. There's a really bad smell in my room that's developed in the last 15, 20 minutes. Would you have an idea what that's about?
I wish we could hear him.
I do too.
No, I didn't order room service.
Yesterday when I checked in, the whole lobby smelled like gas and I was concerned. But then today it smelled fine. But now I'm in my room and there's bad egg smell. Like it's really bad. And I don't know. I would think hopefully you could look into it and figure out what the problem is. Cause we'd have to at least move rooms at the very least. If this smell can't be taken care of. Yeah, well, it kind of smells like that again, so that's why I'm concerned. But I also have to go on podcasting, so I'll talk to you. I love telling people I'm podcasting as a reason to hang up. But anyway, so the guy says, you know, he's going to send maintenance up. So now I got to
maintenance up to your room.
Yes. So I got to take a second to hide some things. And because a guy from the hotel is coming up, probably should put some pants on. What movie would you like to recommend, Greg Wyszynski?
When you checked in, did they say, do you want the points or a paralyzing rotten egg smell? Did you have that choice when you checked in or no? Out of curiosity.
All I know is that the guy that I just spoke to was the same guy who was here when I checked in yesterday. And he started to try to explain the gas smell to me. And I just, you know, I obviously don't have time to listen to it, but what was the question?
He didn't
give me any options. No,
he didn't give you any options. I'm going to recommend a movie that came out last year on Hulu. That was a brief sensation, but I'd like to run it back because I found it to be lovely, which is Happiest Season, the movie that Clea DuVall wrote and directed. The only problem with this flick, if you've not seen it, is that it's Kristen Stewart and Mackenzie Davis, and Mackenzie Davis is taking Kristen Stewart, her girlfriend, to meet her family. It's a whole thing where she's still, I think she's closeted, and it's a whole thing. But there's a whole thing in this movie where Kristen Stewart ends up having drinks with Aubrey Plaza, who's a townie from where Mackenzie Davis is from. And I will warn you that you will then want the entire movie to be about their relationship, Aubrey Plaza and Kristen Stewart, rather than Kristen Stewart and Mackenzie Davis. But otherwise, a delightful holiday romp. Happiest Season was a fun flick.
I feel like I think I agree with that assessment. I mean, it's an interesting movie because Aubrey Plaza has to play, not Aubrey Plaza, Alison Brie has to play, like, you know, kind of unlikable.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love Alison Brie. So, like, you know, unless it's an over the top, silly, unlikable, it was really based in reality, unlikable kind of her part. She just had to sort of be the bad guy. To a point, but anyway, that's that, you know, like you said, like anything, any quibbles you have with it, it's still like very, progressive, you know, it's nice to see a Christmas movie that's more inclusive, even though the whole movie's about, let's lie about being
together. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you this. I just heard you say quibble, and that's gotta be one of the more fun words to say, huh? That's what I took out of that. Yeah.
I just watched, I should say I tried to watch and dozed off, but I'll finish it at some point. But there's a Netflix movie called A Single All the Way, which is just sort of like two dudes who kind of go, a guy has to go home to visit his family. He brings his friend to like, be like, hey, everybody, you know, my life's not terrible. I have this great friend. And then of course the whole family starts trying to make them, force them to hook up and be a couple.
Sure,
but they nailed it with Single All the Way. I can't believe that was still out there as an option.
Title
of a Christmas movie.
I remember watching Happiest Season and being upset they didn't name it "Make the Yuletide Gay." That was right there too.
It feels like Single All the Way was written around that. Like somebody thought of that and they were just like, "Oh, oh shit." They did a big fat rail and then they wrote a movie based on the title.
Yeah, that's all it takes sometimes, you know. And then you look at Jingle All the Way, and that movie is just like, it could have been called Deck the Halls or Hey, That's Some Nice Holly You Got There. Like it didn't. Jingle All the Way meant nothing in terms of the story.
Jingle All the Way is
just
dope.
Christmas.
It's so good. Man. Still,
I mean, you might like the movie. I'm just saying that the title doesn't mean anything.
What about The Last Holiday? Remember that one? That wasn't really her. It was, I thought that that was a good use of a name. No.
Which one's the last holiday?
That's a Queen Latifah.
And Steve Martin? Or am I? That's
no,
Bring
no.
Down the House. That's Bring Down the House. What a dipshit.
This has gotten out of control. I'm getting lightheaded from this smell in this room. So.
Well, stop farting.
I know.
Can you open the window?
I feel like maintenance is just going to come in and go, hey, man, change your diet.
Change your diet. Can you open the window at all? Will it do that?
No, it's one of these goddamn hotels where they don't let you open the window because, you know, you might jump out of it.
Right.
Mm.
No, I'm not that high up. It's just,
they seal up the room. Sometimes you can open it like 2 feet, but then the curtains block
those,
it.
I look for those whenever I can. And this hotel used to be one of those. And then they, one time I showed up and now they seal up all the windows. And so now I have to go outside to, for my
medicine.
Hobby.
Yeah. The street drug known as marijuana. I believe.
Hey, settle down. It's not legal here. All right. So we got to take a break. We got to go to commercial and we got some games to play and maintenance just arrived. So this is perfect. Let's go to a commercial and I'll talk to maintenance for a second and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and the situation in my room is ongoing, but we've got a podcast to do, so let's go ahead and play our first game. It's called Space Party.
Woo!
Sean, do you have a guess? Could you please guess what Space Party would be?
Is it how far, like how much time passes between the original movie and a sequel, maybe?
Oh, that'd be an interesting angle for a game, but no. Anybody else got any ideas?
What movies had parties in them that were also took place in space?
Oh,
I think that'd be a very short list. What about you, Greg? Do you think,
is it like you're going to give us the name of something, but there's a word missing, Doug?
No, but I like that game too. They play a fun game on the new Supermarket Sweep where Leslie Jones Jones puts her own name into popular slogans, and you have to name what the product is.
Can I just say that's based on a game on the original Supermarket Sweep, but the host of the show, instead of using his own name, would make this noise. In places where the word was missing.
That's not as much fun.
No.
For sure.
No.
That's definitely different. All right. So I think we're getting through this. I think we're working on that.
This is dope.
Alicia's talking to the guy. She's got the info. Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. All right, so here's what the game is. This is like added extra, suspense to telling you what Space Party is.
Yeah.
This delay. But Space Party is that I'm going to say a fun fact about Office Space or Office Christmas Party.
Oh.
Or neither. Those are your three options when you answer. I will tell the first person a fun fact. You tell me if it's Space Party or neither. And first person to 2 points wins.
Ah, I'm pretty familiar with both movies. I'm excited.
Oh, that's great. Great for you. Jackie, do you know these movies?
I do not.
Perfect. Greg?
huge Office Space fan, liked 3/4 of Office Christmas Party, maybe?
Yeah, it's got some fun parts. So I'm going to give you these things and then everybody just guesses, because I don't think anyone would know any of these offhand, but maybe you would.
Maybe.
All right. So Sean gets to go first. If he misses it, it goes Jackie. If she misses it, it goes Greg. Sean.
Yes.
The movie is 1 hour and 37 minutes long. Is it Office Space, Office Christmas Party, or neither?
Space.
You're going Space. That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Sorry.
That's all right, man.
Please stick around. There's more play. I'm here.
Beat up my cat.
Jackie, which one of the two remaining choices do you think it is?
It's Party. It's Christmas Party.
That is incorrect as well.
Oh, guess what
This question is so fucked up.
Yeah, it's a messed up question.
Yeah, I guess it's not neither or neither, Doug, yeah. Depending on your colloquialism.
Yeah, I'll accept either or either.
Look at you, so quick.
Yeah, so the answer is neither, neither, because it's not... it's not that neither of those movies is an hour and 37 minutes. One of them, Office Space, is shorter than that. It's only a buck 29, and Office Christmas Party is longer than that, at an hour and 45 minutes. So Greg gets the first point. Sean gets to go first in this next one. So Sean and Jackie both have a chance here to get on the board before Greg walks away with this.
Okay.
Space or party or neither, Sean. Jennifer Aniston plays Janet.
Oh, I just want to make sure I get to go first again. I know the answer.
That's correct, because Greg just got the
answer.
So we come back around to you.
Christmas Party.
That is your answer. That's the one you say. Jennifer Aniston plays Janet in Office Christmas Party.
Yeah.
Incorrect. Jackie.
Shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, because this one I actually know, because it was all about Flair. Wasn't it about Flair, or was that a different movie? But I think she's in Office Space.
Office Space, she has to have Flair, yes.
Yeah, Office Space, yeah.
Okay, that is also incorrect.
Oh, shit.
So Greg's really walking away with this thing.
Well, because her name's not Janet in the movie, but I don't remember what it was, but it certainly wasn't Janet. Neither.
It's not Janet in Office Space. I knew that. I assumed. I did. Doug, your tricks.
In Office Space, she plays Joanna.
Okay.
And Joanna. In Office Christmas Party, she's Carol.
Carol. All right.
Carol.
Egg on my
Christmas Carol. It's very clever. So Greg ran away with this thing.
I'm sorry.
By getting the third guess each time.
Yes. You got the W, Playboy. That's good.
But I'm excited about this game, because it's clear that even people who've seen these movies don't know what happens in these movies.
I've seen them both a bunch.
I'm in business. I'm in business, because I got a few more, and I'll unload those on some other people some other time. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back after I get an update on what's going on with the smelly room. It doesn't smell as bad anymore.
I think you just needed a witness.
I think I just gotten used to it, maybe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back, and Greg Wyshynski took down the first game, but that means, you know, very little in the world.
All right.
In the DLM universe, because it just means that he gets to go first in our next game, which is, you know, anybody's game, because it's something I like to call weird algorithm. This is the game where even smart people fail. Because I'm not saying anybody here isn't smart.
That's but nice of you to
terms
say.
In terms of knowing trivia, you can really work this one out, because you can take someone else's answer. You can share answers. The idea is just to pick somebody. I'll name a movie, and you name the person that you think IMDb thinks, thanks to their weird algorithm, is the most popular person in that movie. I've written them all down. So if you get the most pop, if you name the most popular person, you get 3 points. Second most popular, 2. Third most popular, 1. Everything below that is a wash. And the one thing I'll say is, you know, it's called weird algorithm because it's a little unpredictable, because it's just based on, I checked it today. You can rearrange any cast list in order of popularity according to IMDb. So just think about what's going on today with all the people in these movies that I'm going to name. If you can't think of any from this movie, just listen to what the other players say and just glom on to somebody's answer.
That's my strategy. Let's do this.
Very good.
Yeah, it could work.
Or it could backfire because the person who's the most confident could be the most wrong. Greg gets to go first, but it's really only an advantage at the end because everybody gets one round to go first. And if we need a tiebreaker, then Greg will get to go first again. And you'll see what happens if we get to that. Oh, we're back with an update. I'm guessing he's going to bring air freshener in and just spray it into our vents. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Fabreeze.
All right.
Oh, he's just spraying it everywhere, I guess. But
weird.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So he's just,
The classic.
Beautiful. We got closure. Classic, I love the classic closure.
The classic, my dad after having bacon remedy, just spray a bunch of fucking Lysol all over the place.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Yeah.
I like it when people do it after cigarettes and you're like, dog, it just smells like a cigarette and whatever else now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they're always using Febreze to cover stuff up when Febreze smells terrible.
Yeah.
The worst.
It just mixes with.
He really came in. He sprayed the bed that we've already slept in and are going to sleep in again. He sprayed it with like air freshener stuff. It's like the dumbest solution. Like instead of finding out what's going on with his egg smell, just try to cover it up.
Yes. No, it's weird for sure.
Yeah, it's strange. Anyway, okay, so the first movie, Greg, you ready?
Yeah, sure.
First movie, you got to tell me who's the most popular person in it as of today, NFL Super Sunday. So it's, you know, no football fans are on IMDb today, probably, unless there's like a commercial for Spider-Man. Is Spider-Man going to be in every commercial break? It's impossible. I want to have zero spoilers for the new Spider-Man, but it's
impossible.
It's everywhere, dude. It's, they already wrecked a few things for me. I won't wreck it for you, but stuff I didn't want to know. And I watched trailers. I know you don't.
Well, did you guys know that Spider-Man is actually his last name?
See, that's another one. That's another one I didn't know. But
spoiler alert.
In the commercials, it's stupid. Like
Peter Spider-Man.
From Brooklyn, named Spider-Man.
Peter Parker Spider-Man.
He was thinking about being a dentist.
That'd be dope.
Spider-Man DDS. Okay. Greg, the movie. I've even played this movie in this game before, I think. But the algorithm just changes it up so much that I'm doing it again. Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
Who do you think from Gone Girl is the most popular person today?
I will take Ben Affleck off the board.
Who's getting clicks? Ben Affleck, you say? He's back in the J-Lo situation. He's still Benny from the Cock. All right, what do you think, Sean?
I'll say Neil Patrick Harris. He's pretty popular just in general all the time. So I think
that's a fantastic choice. His scene where he gets, sorry if anybody hasn't seen Gone.
Dude, it's so good.
But when he gets murdered, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's a fantastic scene.
He just kind of kills it in the whole movie. He's got a real fun, weird little role in the movie.
He's so great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
great in general.
All right, so we got Ben Affleck and Neil Patrick Harris. Who else? Who do you think, Jackie? You could either, share one of those with those guys.
I gotta share. Gotta go with Ben Affleck.
You're going
Ben Affleck. Just because of the J-Lo thing, yeah.
All right.
Algorithm-wise, it makes sense.
Okay, well, I'm going to start in the reveal at number 5, because that is one of the names that you said. Unfortunately, Sean, Neil Patrick Harris came in at number 5.
It's a crime.
I thought you'd grab that because he's in the new Matrix movie. So I thought maybe that'd be that guy up.
Well, that probably did get him to number 5, in this particular list, Tyler Perry is number 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. Number 4 is a buddy of mine who has been on Douglas movies a few times. Great character actor named Scoot McNairy.
Scoot. Oh,
is he the guy from Narcos?
I don't watch Narcos, but he was in Halt and Catch Fire, and he was in
Batman v Superman.
He's the guy with the in the wheelchair that sues Superman.
Yeah, he's the guy that is what's the, god damn it, I can't remember her name, but her ex-lover that meets with B-Lo when he's like trying to get the dirt on like how she would have sabotaged him. That guy they meet in the bar.
That sounds right.
He's fantastic.
I think he's like number four right now because he's in this new movie, Come On, Come On, with Joaquin Phoenix.
He was in True Detective too, right? The last season. Anyway,
yeah, he's dope. That wouldn't affect his rating today, I don't think. All right.
No, I don't.
So coming in, number three is the often chosen by two out of the three guests, Ben Affleck. So you're on the board, Jackie, with 1 point.
Yeah.
So is Greg. But number two, great actress, plays Ben Affleck's sister, Carrie Coon.
Mm-hmm.
Algorithm put her ahead. Okay. All right.
Because she is the mom in Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I didn't either until today. I mean, I think I'd heard it, but I forgot it. I got to see that movie. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I want to see it too. But who's number one?
Number one is Gone Girl, Rosamund Pike. Yeah, she's number one because she's in this new show, The Wheel of Time, on Amazon.
Okay. Oh, all right.
That's interminable. That is an interminable book series.
so you're not confident it's a good TV show?
Yeah, no, so I won't be watching the TV show if every book takes place is like 40 minutes, but it's 700 pages. And the last three were written by Brandon Sanderson. I hear they're better, but I can't. Anyway, this isn't Doug Loves Books.
Jackie, what if your closest allies and friends and confidants, what if they all tell you, oh, you got to watch? Like, are you somebody that will get turned around by that and watch it if everybody keeps telling you to watch it? Because people keep telling me to watch Yellow Jackets, and I haven't started that yet.
I do not. I love people, and they have to love me for not watching the TV I watch.
I love it.
Because I can't do it. I can't do it.
Stand your ground. Yeah.
Well,
I
tried to read the first book. My brother and my niece both turned me onto it, and I was like, I can't face it.
Mm.
All right. Well, we've got a real hot one here with Jackie and Greg, both with 1 point, and Sean close behind you. Not 1 point.
I haven't got a question right yet.
I mean, you know, it's just like hockey. You know, you're not that far behind. You just have to double your score from 0 to 1.
I don't even know. You're right.
Doubling it is the right.
Doubling is not. You can't double 0 to 1.
That's not math. Yeah.
Well, Robert Parrish, you can double 0.
Oh, damn right. That's a basketball reference. I know that's
awesome.
The next film, and Jackie, you get to, I'm sorry, Sean gets to go first on this.
Oh, thank God.
you can still change your answer until everybody's locked in. So don't feel you have to commit to anything. The film, I was just talking to somebody. I'm very excited that they're making Knives Out 2, but this is, of course, the original. Just Knives Out.
Oh man, okay. That's stars.
Another one right with there. An amazing cast that is always up to stuff. Who do you think's number one right now? Sean Jordan.
I don't know. That's tough. I don't know what everybody has going on.
Right, right. That is the problem.
Well, it's like I don't know.
Because it's hard to guess the algorithm. Yeah.
It's like, well. Just to not sit and stutter a bunch, I'll say Chris Evans because Marvel's always popular. I don't know. So I'll say Chris Evans just to not trip through a bunch of words.
Fair enough. Jackie?
Because of the new James Bond, I guess Daniel Craig?
Okay.
Boy, that makes a lot more sense than Chris Evans, huh? That's valid.
You can switch it, Sean, if you want.
Nah,
Greg wants to do first.
I don't do that.
Oh, no.
People play with integrity. I don't know what that's about.
I'm answer buddies with Jackie again, Nick, man. Bond movie came out. It has to be Mr. Benoit Blanc himself.
I was torn
Danny,
between that.
Danny Craig.
Yeah, Dan.
Oh, you know, there's a kid from Stranger Things in there. I can't remember his name though. He's the kid, right? The Nazi kid or the young Republican, not Nazi, but
yeah. Close enough.
Yeah. Well,
Garfunkel and Oates was in there.
Yeah.
Just Garfunkel.
And then Jamie Lee Curtis, right?
And Don Johnson is
Tony
well, right?
Collette, Don Johnson, Lakeith Stanfield, Christopher Plummer.
Right.
Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a voice at one point. Shannon is in it. Michael Shannon.
How about a little piece of heaven named Anna de Armas? My goodness.
She's in it as well. So
I'm not going to change my answer, but what's that kid's name that I'm trying to think? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't know. He's not in the top 11 people in the movie.
So. I'll stick with Chris Evans.
I didn't jot it down. So Sean wants to stick with Chris Evans, and Jackie and Greg are both going Daniel Craig.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody's locked in.
Yeah.
Our friend Ricky Lindholm came in all the way at number 11. I'll jump up a little bit here just for interest's sake. Number 6 was Jamie Lee Curtis, I assume because of Halloween Kills. Number 5 is Michael Shannon, I assume because he was on a series on one of the streamers, you know, the one about
the Nicole Kidman joint.
Yeah. And then I mentioned Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's just his voice at one point in Knives Out. He came in number 4. And then number 3, Sean, you're on the board. One point, Chris Evans.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Yeah, that one point's not going to do you much good, though, because number 2.
I don't think it is.
And 2 points each for Jackie and Greg is Daniel Craig.
Woo!
Yeah.
Again.
And of course, you cannot escape her image right now. Number 1 is Anna de Armas because she's the Bond girl who everybody wants to see more
shit,
than Bond.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Again, you know, going back to my happiest season example, another movie that gave us a better movie within the movie we were watching. Like, who didn't want to watch Daniel Craig and Anna de Armas in their own movie? Like when you're watching No Time to Die.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right? I'm going to have to think about that for a couple hours after this, but yeah.
You pondered that, but in the meantime, I'm going to move on to round 3. It's still anybody's game. Jackie has 3, Greg has 3, and Sean has 1, but anybody could pick up 3 points if they can tell me who is the most popular. Jackie gets to go first. Popular...
I'm ready.
I'll even tell you who's in it, Jackie, because I know you don't know, because it's Office Christmas Party.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The aforementioned Office Christmas Party has lots of people in it. It's got at least 4 or 5 people that have been on Doug Loves Movies, which I'm, you know, quite proud of. And that makes that movie enjoyable for me just for that reason. Like Sam Richardson's in it. And but non-Doug Loves Movies guests that might rank higher are like Jason Bateman, Kate McKinnon, the aforementioned Jennifer Aniston. You know.
Oh, I got to go Jennifer Aniston just because she's in that series where she's all mad. I love that. I'm full of rage.
The morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going Jen Aniston. Greg, what do you think?
It was literally the morning show by the finale. Spoiler.
It was.
You know, as a part, when did you do this search? Today or like yesterday?
Today.
Fuck, That complicates things.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out how fast the algorithm goes.
Yeah, I haven't figured that out myself, but I mean, it seems pretty speedy.
Fuck. All right. You know what? I'll make things interesting. I'll go Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, I almost went Kate McKinnon.
Oh, that's
because I mean, like, she just came back to the most recent SNL with Billie Eilish. She's doing Tiger King, the movie. She's on those just horrible phone ads. Let's roll the dice and say Kate McKinnon.
Who else do you remember being in Office Christmas Party, Greg?
Well, I remember
just out
Bateman.
Of curiosity.
I remember Bateman, and is Cecily Strong in Office Christmas Party too? Or am I wrong on that one?
I don't think so. I think what's her name's in it? I can't think of her.
Oh, Kristen Wiig.
No, Vanessa Bayer.
Vanessa Bayer. Yeah, Vanessa Bayer's in it.
Maybe it just feels like a movie Kristen Wiig should have been in.
Oh, sure.
Is that possible?
I mean, it's got lots of people in it, you know, like Olivia Munn's in there, Jamie Chung.
I had lunch once with Olivia Munn.
Fortune Feimster's in it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. She's so funny. She's like plays like an Uber driver or a cab driver that Jennifer Aniston's in the back of the cab, and she finds out her name is Carol. And I told Fortune this because I don't think she even did it on purpose. But she just they have a bunch of outtakes from her in the end, and she just calls her by the name Carol so much. It's just so funny the way she just hey Carol, saying it. It's so funny. Anyway, so who let's lock everybody in. So Greg, you're sticking with who?
I'll go with Kate McKinnon just to see.
Oh yeah, that's what you said, Kate McKinnon. Okay. And then Jackie went with
Aniston.
Aniston.
But and... you know what? I'll change it to Bateman.
No. Oh, sure.
Yeah. What the heck?
Okay.
I don't even know if he's in anything right now. Jason Bateman's career is not one of interest to me. No offense, Mr. Bateman.
If you don't watch Ozark, he's in Ozark on.
I hear that's great though.
It's so good.
It's good, yeah. And Sean,
I'll say Olivia Munn, the high profile pregnancy, and she's just been in the media for for good or bad. I think a lot.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's been every day of the week has been Monday lately.
Look at you.
Oh, you're going to do time of the pun attention.
This guy.
All right. Well, the results are always interesting because, especially when people change their answers, because here's where we're at. Unfortunately, Jason Bateman came in number 5.
Oh, shit.
On that list. Right. Yeah. And number 4 though, was Kate McKinnon.
Rats.
Yeah.
I'm out of the reckoning.
Yeah. Well, then this is where it gets really interesting, is because number 3 was Jennifer Aniston. So you essentially moved off of Aniston and you could have won. You could have won the whole thing right there if you didn't move off of Aniston. But then our buddy Sean Jordan decided to go with Olivia Munn, and she came in at number 2.
Oh, fuck. So we're tied. It's a three-way tie.
We have a three-way tie.
Sick. Oh, that yeah.
Holy shit.
And number 1, I mentioned her to try. I knew nobody would take the bait, but I mentioned her, Jamie Chung. She was in.
Because she's in fucking
Dexter.
Dexter right now.
Dexter New Blood.
Oh, shit. Right. I knew that too. I just watched an episode last night. I should have. You did hint at that.
Yeah. Right. And she was also in that. What was the name of that? The Lovecraft County. She was in that too.
Mm-hmm. She was on the Real World. You guys remember that? She was on the Real World.
Yeah, Real World San Diego, my sweet home San Diego. Yeah. So I loved that season because they were running around downtown San Diego and getting.
And she did it. She made it.
Trouble.
It's crazy. Right. Like yeah. She was in the Hangover movies, a couple of them. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. No, she's cool. She's almost been on Doug Loves Movies. It hasn't happened yet, but we've been close to making it happen.
Hi.
All right. So now we got to go to the tiebreaker, and unfortunately for everyone, Greg gets to go first, and no one can share answers or change answers in this tie-breaking round.
We all have to pick different people.
Mm. You have to pick different people. So Greg gets first dibs on who he thinks might be on top in the cast of Martin Scorsese's The Irishman.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I don't...
I mean, there's like 3 people that I know in The Irishman, I think. Well, there's like more than that, but I'm trying to think like who'd be culturally relevant. I mean, I gotta go Al Pacino, I think, right?
I don't know what you gotta do.
Right.
It's your life. Is that your answer, Pacino?
Yeah, do it.
As long as he's in The Irishman, because my memory fades on that movie each day.
I forgot about that movie while I was watching it.
Yeah, it's so...
Is he even Irish?
Jam.
Those guys aren't Irish, are they? No.
No. Well, he plays Jimmy Hoffa. But
yeah, he plays Jimmy Hoffa, right? Yeah,
the guys involved with Hoffa disappearing are supposedly Irish, I guess.
Yeah. I'll go Pacino on that one then.
All right. Sean Jordan.
I'll say old Bobby Stacks, Bobby De Niro.
Oh, God.
I mean, Bobby Stacks, sure. Robert Stack, by the way, I blew it. But yeah, Robert De Niro. Okay. I don't know. Just I'm forgetting a lot of the people in the movie, I think.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
What if none of us get a point? Is it just who's farthest up
for sure? Fire? Yeah, it's just whoever lands the highest.
Gotcha.
I can give, if the other two players don't mind, I can give Jackie some names since you guys are locked in on Pacino and De Niro. Nothing to change that, right?
I'll take a hint if you're willing.
Yeah.
Or at least names that I can pick from.
I'll tell you people that are in this that you've heard of. Sebastian Maniscalco, very Irish. Ray Romano, also known for his Irishness.
Oh, so very Irish.
Harvey Keitel, as Irish as it gets.
Seriously.
Little Steven Van Zandt, he was a leprechaun for Halloween this year. Bobby Cannavale.
He's so good in
Joe Pesci, the most Irish actor in the universe. And we got also have Jack Houston, son of Angelica Houston, and
go ahead.
I gotta finish, Jack.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
And Jesse Plemons is in it, who's a great actor who started out in Friday Night Lights, and now he's married to
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, they're married. And they work together. Yeah. And anyway, so Jackie, like out of all those people, who are you feeling?
I'd love to vote for Manicotti because he's a comic, but
Romano isn't a comic.
Yeah, he's
Little
a comic.
Steven's not a comic.
Little Steven. I think I saw a giant picture of Little Steven in the Florida casino I played last Wednesday night. And I took a picture of him and I was like, is this Axl Rose? Because he has he was wearing his hat, his bandana as a hat.
Bandana hat, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't care. He's the only one I know.
It's important to you.
It's important to not care.
It is cold. Yeah.
Well, it helps you not overthink it. That's what you're saying, right? It's not that you're completely apathetic.
I'm not apathetic.
And
I love the game. The game. I'm in the game. So I gotta pick and I'm going Pesci, Joe Pesci, the most Italian guy.
We're going Pesci. The three hitters.
You really dodged a bullet there, Jackie, because Sebastian Maniscalco came in at number 15.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Okay. Mm.
Mm. Yeah. And then Ray Romano and Harvey Keitel and Steve Van Zandt and Bobby Cannavale. Number 7, unfortunately, is Joe Pesci.
Oh, still out of the rankings.
I thought he'd get the Home Alone.
As long as Pacino or De Niro rank higher than number 7, you'll be eliminated, Jackie.
That'll happen.
Number 4 is Bobby De Niro.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Yeah. Number 3 is Al Pacino, and that is enough to make Greg the winner.
Wow.
And number 2, I tried to spoon feed these to Jackie. Jack Houston was number 2 because he's currently in the House of Gucci. And Jesse Plemons was number 1 because he's co-starring with Kirsten Dunst in The Power of the Dog.
I almost went with him because he was the only one who was Irishy sounding.
Yeah, right? He fits into the Irishman better than any of these fuckers. And he's supposed to be great in Power of the Dog, and Kirsten Dunst is like they're talking Oscar for her in this movie, and they're also saying that Jane Campion, who's a director for a long time, might win the. They're saying she's the favorite at this point to win Best Director in the next Oscars. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to seeing this movie. I hear it's like kind of a slow Western, which is not really two words I want to hear, but. I'm still going to, give it a go because I really do like those actors and that director. All right. So congratulations to Greg Wyszynski. Since you won, you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to promote?
Well, you can read my stuff on ESPN on the NHL page. So do check that out. If you want to listen to me, go to the Puck Soup Patreon, where I'm doing a bunch of different podcasts, including Mise en Pod, which is our food TV podcast, and other stuff. So patreon.com/pucksoup for all my audio things.
Awesome. We'll try to get you back as a returning dangling champion sometime soon.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Also, Sean Jordan, what do you got coming up, buddy? What do you got to promote?
Well, I do a podcast every week with David Borey and Ian Carmel called All Fantasy Everything. It's a blast. We fantasy draft things that really don't have anything to do with sports.
Nobody that listens to this show has heard of that or cares.
I've heard about it. I've wanted to be on it.
Oh, wait, we'll why hasn't Jackie been on it?
I don't know. I have nothing to do with it.
No, right. Yeah. No. I'll ping Carmel. It'll be fun.
Yeah. And you I'll sound be at the like Crocodile. Me
now. Sean, you sound like me now. Like when that guy came in here and there was that smell, I was like, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. definitely not my shit. The Crocodile in Seattle, January 6th. Last time I was in Seattle, zero people showed up to the show. Absolute zero. So
what?
Let's try to absolute zero. No, let's not even one around. Of those like three people. Wow. Yeah, it was nothing.
Yeah, we'll anyway, turn that around. You'll get four people that listen to this.
That's all I need, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Or wherever you are. And Jackie Cation,
Promote yourself. Well, I'm going to Milwaukee. I'm doing the Laughing Tap on the 17th and 18th, and I'm doing the Bell House in New York City on the 16th of January.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a new special and a new album by the same name called Staycation. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's my last name, Kashian.
I didn't get it. I didn't. That's awesome.
So they're all doing good, but listen to it and hang out, and everything's at JackieKashian.com. So thanks a lot.
It's hard to keep up with Wacky Jackie.
Exactly.
Always with her hacky sacky.
Exactly.
Tuesday night, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Improv in Orlando, Florida, and then we're back at the Improv in Miami on Saturday, December 18th, DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates and deets and links. Thank you once again to Greg Wyshynski, Jackie Cation, and Sean Jordan. Cue up that theme song, Ryan. As always, hockey? No, I only like baseball.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug